Connie. Sometimes when you least expect it, like in the middle of a meditation, when you can't stop everybody and say, look, it's Shelley and Matt. You look out and see somebody who hasn't been here in years because they moved to the other side of the country. Hi, welcome home. What a perfect day to have you guys join us. So nice to see you. There's a hug coming your way. This is our water ceremony Sunday, our opportunity to share our harvest, our blessings, what has come to us 3/4 of the way through the year. So we have a season where we talk about what it is that we want to create in our lives. We plant the seeds in the consciousness of the holy. And we have a season in which we cultivate those seeds. We plant and we see the first little sprouts come forward. And then from those sprouts, the plants grow full and begin to bring forth fruit. And then there is a time for that fruit to ripen, to simply sit in the light, in the sun, in the holy, and come into its sweetness. And now there is a time for us to share what it is that we've brought forth in this time together. What has happened for us? Where have we been? What have we learned this year? What is carried in the vessel of our being that is the gift we share with this community this year? And after, we have harvest all the way through until Thanksgiving, don't we? So we think a lot in our culture about harvest time at the end. But if you were really living in the agrarian culture, you would notice harvest when? Now, at the beginning, because you would have been waiting till last harvest season to see what good, nourishing fruits came forward. In our history, this is a very important and significant time of year. And so we'll move through this harvest together, and then at our last harvest, in November, we'll begin a season of rest, a quiet time to think about what it is we want to bring forward in the next cycle. And life is like that, isn't it? It's circular. It takes us, every year we gain hope that the process happens the same way. So we have a starting time, a growing time, a harvesting time, and a resting time. And this is a reflective time that we're in. It's a time to reflect on what it is we've brought forward. So I'm excited to hear about what you've been harvesting. And I want to issue forth some invitations. First of all, whether you're here for the first time today, or you have been here many, many times, you have something to contribute. You are welcome here on this platform. Second, sometimes the people who stand at this mic and say nothing, pour water and leave the platform, have exercised the greatest amount of courage in the room. So come forward if you have something to share, even if you can only from your heart place it in the container, that's okay. The flip side of that is, if you have had a very abundant year, please choose one story. And we will know that there's much more underneath that you'd like to share, and you can share it over coffee in the back at Fellowship Hall, because there's a lot of us. I ask that as you come down to share, that if someone is ahead of you, just there are two seats here on either side, come down and fill the seat if you'd like to come up. That way the flow is nice and steady, and it helps me to understand how many people are still wanting to speak. So I told you about the water that I brought this morning. This water came from Vallecitos Ranch, which is right in the middle of Carson National Forest in New Mexico. And it's drinking water. It's my favorite drinking water on the planet. Every year when I go there, there's nothing else. That's all I want, because it comes fresh from the ground. And it's well water, and it's just amazing water. And every year when I go to this particular retreat, there is something that happens for me, something that moves me. One year was a lesson in detachment, and another year in impermanence. And this year's lesson was a lesson in compassion and understanding. We had some interesting things happen while we were out there that brought compassion to the surface. A gentleman who was lost in the woods from 2 o'clock in the afternoon until 7 o'clock the next morning in a silent retreat where we were asked to stay in silence while search and rescue did their job. And so to be in that space and hold that space and know that there was as much energy not in our words as there was in our words, to be with what was happening was hugely opening for me. And the lesson we were asked to step into was the lesson of this too. That yes, until this moment I have been strong enough to handle everything going on. And now I will open more spaciously into this too. There is room for this too that is occurring right now. And I find that very powerful, that lesson of there's space for this too. So the gift that I have for our community, the harvested gift, is the gift of compassion and spaciousness. And I will pour this water to symbolize those gifts. And I invite you to just come up to speak as you feel called to do so.
The roots on the other side of my gigantic tree roots. Maybe I need to turn this down. Is it on? Okay, shall I start over? Excuse me. Is that better? Okay. So the Arkansas River is cruising by. Imagine it on the stage. Just beautiful, full river. I am the tree on the edge of the bank of the Arkansas River. The waters from the past flow over the sides of my roots that are hitting the water. The water of the future flows over the roots on the other side of my gigantic tree. I stand in the now, the presence of now, the knowing of now, the peace of now. I give you some water from the Arkansas River, from the place of now.
Hi, I'm Sally Von Breton, and I want to say one of the great gifts that I have been given. Just a few weeks ago, I was with my family for 4 weeks in the mountains in Southern California at our cabin, and this is a place that has a beautiful river that flows by. It's called the Tule River, for the Tule River Indians, and it's a very magical place. And so what happened to me up there, I'm 77, I just turned 77. And what happened to me up there was a transformation. It was a breakthrough. I have never been able to feel anger or express anger in the moment because of things that happened to me in my childhood. And this summer, I was able to get angry with my sister in the moment. And it was amazing. And ever since then, I just have felt so free. That was sort of the one emotion that I just suppressed. So I want to bring that sense of freedom and the water from the Tule River to here. Thank you.
I'm Shenna. This past year certainly hasn't went how I expected. Monthly I gather with some ladies, and then there's different situations that I gather with other people. And so this is a combination of water from here last year from our ceremony and water that different women have brought to little gatherings I've been to. So it actually comes from all over the world with lots of good things. And the biggest thing I think I've learned this last year is, no matter what, to persevere and not give up on your dreams. Thanks.
Good morning. I'm Bob. You may have seen me before up here. I've been the kind of guy who spent my entire life rushing to the next thing, always in a hurry. I've got to hurry up and finish the thing I'm doing to get to the next thing. And this last year, I think, has been the most transformative. I think having grandbabies and looking at their beautiful, raptured moment smiles. Last night, watching my beautiful little 3-year-old granddaughter try to sing karaoke with her mother. I just really feel like I'm, for the first time, past 50 years old, starting to appreciate now. And it's a beautiful place to be. And I'm just so grateful for Ariana and the many great teachings here and the fellowship that we enjoy and the wonderful people who have took me a half century to start opening my eyes to this. But it's not important to worry. You ruin the now when you're so worried about getting to the next. Just being in this moment, looking at my wife, my grandbabies, and just enjoying this beautiful time that we have. So, where does the water come from? The river of now.
Good morning. I'm Debbie. Thank you for your presence, and I'm grateful to be here. Thank you. Namaste. My water comes from pure ionized hydrogen water from a machine that the technology is used in Japan in the hospitals. And so I've acquired one of these machines, and I just recently moved to the area. I brought the machine with me. I'm renting a room in this Broadmoor beautiful area, and this man's home who's under construction. This home had a bear break-in. There's documentaries on it, and he's just like tons of damage. There's hail damage, wind damage. And so the offer was to stay there at a very reasonable place in this very beautiful home. This man's obviously been very successful in his life, and it was one of those God things. It's like he said, namaste, you can have the house. So that's a whole story around that. But back to the water story, I hooked up my Alkaviva water machine in the master bedroom, which is not the room I'm renting, but it was the only place we could hook it up because the sink in the kitchen didn't work, and in my bathroom it didn't work. So I hooked it up, took a hot bath, went to bed. The next morning I was getting up to come here, and I hear noise, and I walk into the bathroom across the hall in the master bedroom, and there's a flood. I flooded this man's home. And the little valve, there's a thing that you can shut it off, and that's how I always did it at my house, but left the water on, where there's a hose that just disconnected. So all night long, this water is running in this man's house. Okay, so this is a chapter of my book that I will get written one day. So long story short, I freaked the freak out, and feeling again, I won't use the other F words, but I feel like a freaking freak up, mess up. So the first thing I did, he was leaving, and he came in. I said, oh my God, there's a flood. And he went, what? So he left. I didn't know what to do, and it was bad. It ran from his bathroom to my bathroom. So long story short, the first thing I did was call 1-800-PRAY-NOW. And I'm like, please allow this disaster to be this man's highest best interest. So he's in the negotiations with the insurance company, with the bear damage. The bear messed on the rug, pulled carpet up. And so anyway, he had a deposition while I was out of town. I just got home yesterday from traveling, and the house smells clean. Really hoping and praying that if there's money involved, that I will have the abundance to pay for the man's damage. However, the highest and best outcome is this holy pure water that spilled all over this man's house. My intention was to give holy pure clean water in this home, and so that's what I'm giving today, is a new beginning, the highest and best outcome for myself and anyone else's lives that I happen to touch. So thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Tony, and I was online. I like to check in on what Unity's happening, and I said, oh, bring a little bit of water. It's a symbol of all of us blending in, becoming a community, and I'm like, oh, that's so cool. I hope I wake up in time to make it here, and I did. I had half an hour to get ready. That was great, and hopefully eventually I'll be able to get up earlier so I can come here regularly. So water, I'm going, oh man, I didn't bring a little thing of water like I planned. I went, oh, here's my water bottle. I'll just share a little bit of my water bottle. So with that, this is to uniting more community and the continuous water of life of giving and loving.
Definitely have to move this down. Hi, I'm Kathy. This summer, or from the 4th to the 7th of July, my youngest daughter, Carolyn, took me to Branson, Missouri. And I am so grateful for her. She is the most amazing human being, and I'm just grateful for her generosity and everything about her. And I'm so proud to be her mom. So this water is for her and for all of us.
Hi, good morning. My name is Teresa. And today I bring healing water that has given me the gift of being able to harvest fearlessness in the face of aggression, trauma, and grief. And so I bring that today. Thanks.
I'm Tessa Gurley. Yes, I'm a girly girl, and my dad is a girly man. And I have to say that every time. I'm bringing some water from my Berkey water filter. And this year has been transformative, to say the least, and epic, to say the most. I used to be, hands down, the most anxious, type A, anal person. And on the outside, I always looked very calm, but on the inside, I was dying. And I realized I couldn't live with myself anymore. And yet, I'm a healer, right? Like, I work in the healing arts, and my people would come to me, and I would be dying. But I'd be telling them, meditate, you'll feel fine. And I'm sitting there like, oh, you know, and so I took some measures this year, and what I have realized is that the hell and the anxiety that we live in is created by us. And that when you can break free of that prison and realize that you've been creating your own prison, it is joyous. And I'm so happy to see my father experiencing these breakthroughs as well. And he's my rock. And now I really feel like I can show up for the people that I work with. And it is such a blessing to be able to share the space with people and legitimately tell them, listen, these things work, and there's hope for you, and you're not alone, and you're never alone. And to truly mean that and to be able to hold that space truthfully is such a gift. And thank you so much for being in this community. I've been coming here since I was very, very young, and I kind of popped off of life for a little while, and then I came back. And so I'm just so blessed to see all these amazing, beautiful, powerful women who have the same kind of, like, you know, we're just like in the same space, and then men who are super just conscious. I just love this community, so thank you. So this is healing water.
Hi, I'm Debbie. I bring water from three places today, and when I was thinking about what I wanted to share, I realized they all have the same theme. So I will tell you where the waters come from, and then I will tell what I am bringing with the water that I think it's bringing to our community. I have water from Bear Creek that runs out of our Pikes Peak drainage area. I have water from the Gulf of Mexico near southern Florida, and I have water from the storm with all the hail that hit most recently. And the themes that I have found from each of these places that we have water from is impermanence, seeing the flooding that I saw in Bear Creek after the big storm with all the rain we had has been amazing to see what happened into that drainage basin near the public gardens. Southern Florida, and especially Naples, last year was hit by the hurricane, and the damage that was done there, we saw just a few weeks right after the hurricane had hit, and that was incredible to see, and what the people were going through in trying to put their lives and their homes back together. And the water from the damage from this storm that just hit this last week, damaged a little pop-up trailer that my husband and I bought last summer. And it is filled with dreams of what we're doing and want to do as we move into retirement. And now it's damaged. I learned this morning it's totaled. So we're going to start over with those dreams, not let go of them. But the impermanence in all of those stories was really big for me this morning. And then I started thinking about how much gratitude I have from each of those places. Gratitude for the beauty of the Bear Creek East Park trails that I walk on. Gratitude for the beauty in Naples, Florida, and the beaches there, and the people that I know there. And gratitude to my husband, and the dreams that we have, and the life we have together. So my heart is filled with gratitude.
Sharing a little different than what I shared earlier this morning. I have, over the last year, had this percolating idea, inspiration, call to be a witness. And from this, I have made the decision to go to grad school to pursue chaplaincy. So Ariana knows about this, a few others do. I feel like I'm coming out to our community. This is still, thank you, very much in the works, in the infant stages, so thank you for your support as I go through this journey. This is water from Twin Spring in Manitou, right by my home, and you can't turn the springs off. We have that constant flow, the constant flow of the spring reminds me of our constant connection to source that we can't ever turn off. So for our community, I offer that reminder of our connection to source and the connection to our own ability to witness. Thank you.
Good morning, I'm Sarah. And three things come to mind that have come to fruition this year. Friendships, a meditation practice, and adventure. And so I'd like to, this is magic water, and it is gonna be water from lakes in Colorado.
Hello, I'm Monica. It's hard to remember what I wanted to say after listening to everybody so intently, but this water is from my garden hose, which may not seem like special water at all, but this is the water that I use to water my old peach tree and two pretty young apple trees. And they've had a very hard year this year. between deer nibbling, you know, hungry deer nibbling all the new leaves in the spring, and then the hailstorms beating them all up after that. But they have persevered. They're not bearing fruit this year. I won't have a harvest. But they are growing. They are showing so many new leaves and extending their branches. So this water is for strength and the perseverance to keep going, keep growing, keep expanding after every setback so that you can be ready for the next harvest.
So this is the water of merging. I am Julie, and this is Greg. Greg and I met in a Presbyterian church many, many, many years ago. And as adults, we embraced Unitarian Universalism as our path, our faith tradition. And in the past few months, as shared space has become a reality, we have begun to come to Unity services, and so now we claim you.
Hi, I'm Cindy. My water today comes from Cheyenne Creek in Cheyenne Canyon. I went and I got it this morning, and as I often do when I go there, I took off my shoes and I stood in the creek bed and grounded myself. I've always loved that, and I take my dog there hiking. And so this water for me is about connection to the earth and connection to spirit. And I try to, when I'm there hiking, see the creek and the beautiful canyon through my dog's eyes. So I try to realize what a joy and how happy he is to drink from that source and play in the creek, and he'll go in and he'll just immediately lay down and start lapping the water. So it's a pleasure to watch him and to feel that connection. So this water's for connection to our beautiful earth.
Hi, I'm Bev, and I live in Arizona, go to Unity of Phoenix, but I'm here for the summer helping my daughter, was due with the baby. The baby was delivered in a birthing tub on Thursday night, right before midnight, and at home, and five siblings watched. It was a beautiful experience, and my son-in-law was deployed in Kosovo at the time, so it was wonderful to be here. Help, and the water symbolizes the birthing tub.
That is absolutely amazing to follow you, because it just reminded me of something else. I'm Matt Boutte. The water I bring is from the side of the hill in Woodland Park, well water. That is what my family is raised in. It nourishes my children since they were young. In fact, a birthing tub full of that well water from my youngest daughter at that house. It was interesting that we talk about First Harvest today, because what this well water represents is going to be the first harvest of my oldest child going to college. I think the water nourished my children, and I feel like here's our first harvest, go out into the world. So to bring to this community, I think anybody that have children, this is going to represent patience and wisdom that I've been giving them a lot of this year.
Good morning, I'm Shelley. Now I'm all a little beclumped. You guys are getting me. So my water is to symbolize sacred space. And my sacred space, one of them, comes from Oil Creek, for anybody that ever lived in Pennsylvania, where my family's cottage has been for 6 generations now. So in honoring the lessons and the legacy of our ancestors and the sacred space that they help us hold. Oil City, PA, or Oil Creek, PA.
I guess I can still say good morning for about another 2 minutes. So my name is Bray. I'm relatively newish here. So I want my water to represent the bright future I have with my future wife. We get married in 12 days now. And also to the bright future we have with here. We found this place a month or so as we were looking around, and it feels really awesome to come to a place where we're welcome regardless of where we come from, background, and et cetera. So the water is going to come from the creek that's going to run along the side of our ceremony site. So to the bright future that hopefully we have together, as well as the bright future we have with this wonderful community. Thank you.
My name is Mark Raquel. I've been coming here on and off for years. I'm a native of Colorado Springs. My water represents what comes out of my tap that allows me to take hot baths, among other things. It's a dwindling resource, so I'm very grateful for that. So it's gratitude for everything this community and the love it represents, and I love you. Thank you. So anyway,
I am Cynthia. 2 years ago, I stood up here for this ceremony. My daughter had just left for California, and I was a big ball of tears. Well, about a year ago, she left for New Zealand, and I was a big ball of tears again. Now she's coming back. So just symbolic water of families that expand and contract, and hearts that open and allow for change and growth, and have the sense that however those changes end up going, everybody can figure it out and be good with it, and that change and that flow is the heart of our lives.
My name is Royce Haddock. If someone had told me 3 hours ago I'd be up here, I'd tell them they were insane. But in hearing some of the other incidents that occurred, I thought, I think this would be good one. Two things have happened that one theoretically cannot happen again, the other one should have happened 80 years ago. I just turned 80, and that's good. I mean, I'm tickled with it. The other one is that for the first time in my life, actually, definitely the first time in my adult life, and probably my entire life, I actually became angry this year and exploded at the person who did it. So, and now they look at me like, what's she going to do now? But it happened to be my children, and one and the other was my sister-in-law. And I thought, how many times have I literally almost bit my tongue off, definitely stuffed everything down, but this went from very, very early childhood. So I'm like, that one can't happen again for 80 years, so let's get it over with. But anyway, I decided that was milestone. It's phenomenal for me especially. So I need to feel now how to refill that reservoir, this blank spot that's been filled, especially with the anger. And I'm still feel like I'm treading water, and the water is moving. So, help. Thank you. So this water would be just for healing water for each and every one of us. And if there was enough of it, I think I'd take a shower right now. Okay. Thank you. And still, I don't believe I did this.
Life is like a river, isn't it? And it's amazing. I was thinking with all these people speaking, you know, where water is such a blessing because it protects us when we're in the womb. We're surrounded by water before we even get here. It's quite amazing. Now, we're going to pick it up a bit, so I apologize in advance if we jar you a little, because this is a happy song about loving one's life. And if you'd like to sing along, it's very simple. I love my life. I am powerful, I am beautiful, I am free. Powerful, beautiful, and free. I love my life, I'm wonderful, I'm magical, just like the water. I am me. And so let's celebrate who we are at this point in time. And knowing that life, you know, change is coming, we gotta flow, just like the water, so we may as well enjoy the ride.